With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Dutch government believes that a cyber attack that accessed work-related contact details of all Dutch police officers was almost certainly carried out by hackers working for a foreign government.
Justice and Security Minister David Van Wiel says in a letter to lawmakers that Dutch intelligence agencies, quote, consider it highly likely that a state actor is responsible. Van Wiel says the police and national security officials are, quote, doing everything they can to protect police employees and prevent further damage. Van Wiel has not given more details of the hack, citing an ongoing investigation.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, a new tropical storm could bring a renewed threat to the Gulf Coast.
Florida in the path of another possible hurricane next week with Tropical Storm Milton brewing in the Gulf of Mexico. Here's the National Hurricane Center's Dan Brown.
It could become a hurricane by the time it reaches Florida, either kind of late Tuesday or Wednesday time period.
But Brown says even before that.
We are looking at potential for heavy rainfall across portions of Florida.
And he says residents need to prepare.
Right now it's a good time for folks to try to replenish some of their hurricane supplies.
Meanwhile, Hurricanes Kirk and Leslie remain far out at sea with no forecast showing either making landfall. I'm Julie Walker.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene has inched up to 227 now, as the grim task of recovering bodies continues more than a week after the monster storm ravaged the southeast. Helene came ashore September 26th as a hurricane four, a Category 4 hurricane, carving a wide swath of destruction. Palestinian officials say an Israeli strike on a mosque in the Gaza Strip has killed at least 19. Israel, meanwhile, intensified its bombardment. This is SRN News. A lot of Catholics don't seem to believe the tenets of their faith. With more, it's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Pew Research Center has been polling members of the Catholic Church, and it finds that 83% of them think the Church is wrong to prohibit birth control. 64% say they would have no problem with female priests, and more than half think the Church should allow gay marriage. Strong majorities of Catholics say they like Pope Francis, although his popularity is declining. Most of them say the pontiff is trying to bring change to the Church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in the House are urging the IRS to reject tax-exempt status for Christian ministries unless they can specifically be defined as a church. Liberals expressed outrage recently when the Family Research Council was granted the right to be treated as an association of churches by the IRS. However, Congress has already passed laws granting churches and conventions of associations of churches special protection. This is SRN News. A police shooting in a New York subway station prompts an $80 million lawsuit against the city.
The 49-year-old subway rider was inadvertently shot in the head by police when they opened fire on a man with a knife. The suit accuses officers of showing carelessness and reckless disregard for bystanders' lives. The shooting victim suffered a brain injury after he was shot while commuting to his job at a hospital last month. The lawsuit says the man remains confined to a hospital bed in a Level 1 trauma center. Rich Thomason reporting.
Police say former New York Governor David Patterson and his stepson were beaten on a Manhattan street as they went for an evening walk Friday. Both men were treated for minor injuries. No arrests have been made. Authorities in Congo have started vaccinations against mpox nearly 2 months after the disease outbreak spread to several other African countries. New explosions in Beirut, as we mentioned earlier, to be aware of. This is SRN News.